Give a gift and change a life with Giving Machines. This holiday season, from December 6th through 29th at Sawasin Mills, you can help those in need with the touch of your finger. Warm meals, winter clothing, and even livestock are available as gifts at the Giving Machine, with 100% of donations going directly to our sponsored charities. Simply tap, donate, and light the world. For more information, visit www.givingmachinevancouverbc.ca.
This is Bird Note. Kereru, green-blue pigeons native to New Zealand, like to sun themselves after a good meal. Kereru have a distinct preference for fruit. In fact, many local trees depend on these pigeons. They're the only birds left that can both ingest and pass the seeds from the fruits of many native trees. But in warm summer months, the birds' sunbathing has a surprising side effect. A part of their digestive system, called the crop, stores their latest snack, where it begins to ferment. The birds, in essence, brew their very own batch of boutique throat wine. The rotund creatures often get so tipsy that they fall out of trees, prompting compassionate Kiwis, New Zealanders, not the birds, to deliver them to local bird rescues and let them sober up. One manager said it was ridiculous. People were bringing armfuls of these flaming drunk pigeons. In 2018, the citizens of New Zealand voted the Kereru as Bird of the Year. Perhaps conservation organization Forest and Bird described the species best. That absolute unit, the roundest boy, the devourer of fruit, the whooshiest of whooshes. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Hello, hello, hello. I am back. So we just heard a set again from the group Ice Cream off of their album Fed Up. We started off with Dove's Cry and then followed by Peanut Butter. And then next we had Banana Split. I feel like I need to, have have something to eat because that all sounds so delicious. I am so happy that Florentina is still here with me on air, and we realized that when we were chatting about the Urban Revision, a community showcase and BIPOC networking event that happened last week, the fact that she is part of the cohort four, we didn't talk about cohort five. So if you wouldn't mind telling me, Florentina, a little bit about Cohort 5, and maybe we can even give a website or something like that for anybody who's interested.
Yeah, so the Cohort 5, I believe, will be working with the Hogan's Alley Society.
Hey, Yeah. That's exciting.
It really is. And so the next cohort will actually be exclusive to Black identifying youth.
Okay.
And young adults. So I believe it's like 18 to 30, 18 to 35, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, they're pushing the youth. I love
30.
It.
I don't know. We'll see.
No, I've seen 35 still being considered because technically, with the way our the cost of living is not actually aligning with what the young people are being paid, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it. Trust and believe. You know, you should push it up to 40 if you want to.
Yeah.
Even 39 I'll give you. But anywho. Okay, so that's really exciting. Do you know if the actual application process has opened yet?
Yeah, I believe the applications are not open yet, as it will be starting next year,
okay.
Probably sometime around February or April, but I would keep just an eye open on their website on cityhive.ca.
Okay, awesome. And I will put that in the notes as well. So cityhive.ca, keep it bookmarked. Open to SFU students, correct?
Yes, to any youth, I believe.
Oh my gosh, to any youth.
So we have like graduates come in. We've had like master students students come in.
Okay,
even.
So it's just Black identified at this particular, for this next cohort, so cohort five. We still don't have a lot of details as to how long it's going to be or anything of that nature, but cityhive.ca is going to be a great place to sort of start. And then I wanted to, before I get into talking about a film that I recently saw, is there anything else you want to share? Because you're here, you're on live, and just, I want to like congratulate you for your first time being on air.
Hey,
ow, ow, ow. But is there, I mean, since you're here, I feel like it's always a good time to chat and, you know, is there anything further that you wanted to share before?
Not much. I will say, I think, because I was kind of browsing through their website just now, the City Hive is also hiring for their facilitators who will also be Black identifying as well.
Okay.
To kind of make it a culturally safe space for discussion throughout the session.
I'm really excited about that as a Black woman. You know, I'm definitely going to keep my ear out about it and hope to also be able to see the a celebration. You know, when they kind of have their celebratory evening, I would love to see what that cohort comes up with, and especially with Black History Month just around the corner. You know, it's going to be something that I'll definitely also keep my eye open for that. So I appreciate the information because it is hard. I don't know about you, Flo, but it is hard to so many things are that happen in the Lower Mainland more than, you know, as somebody who has is born and raised Toronto, where like everything happens there. And then I lived in Calgary for a long time and a lot of things happen there where you have to find it. I find that like Lower Mainland, so much goes on.
Really?
Like, it does. Like, I feel like if I don't, like, I've seen just events that like just happen. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I wish I had known about it. Like, honestly, I wouldn't have known about this event if it hadn't been for you. And I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I mean, so I do find if this can be a platform to share things that are happening, I'm so happy to do so.
Yeah, so I will say the community showcases will always be open to anyone.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that. I love that. And I think it is. Yeah, I'm definitely, as somebody who, like I said, went to the cohort four networking event last week, it was definitely energizing. I will say, like, I was very like to basically see all the work that was put together, and it was done so thoughtfully, and it was done in a way that was able to connect with people of all different age ranges as well, not just different ethnicities, but also because there was a lot of people within my age range that were there that evening, and we were able to really engage with everybody completely. So that was like incredible. So I appreciate you. Yay. All right. Okay. So now I am here to chat real quick about a documentary that I watched recently, and it is called Have you heard Judy Sing? So I stumbled on this about a week ago. I think it was like last Thursday or Friday. Last week was like, I was just doing the things. And I stumbled on this film, and it was directed by Vancouver filmmaker Baljeet Sangra. And it tells the story of Judy Sing, who was a Black Punjabi jazz singer and a fixture in the Edmonton music scene from the 50s through the 70s. By the time Judy was a teenager, she was already building a career in music, performing on stages around Edmonton, and she was sneaking into the Yardbird Suite to jam with the boys. In the 60s, Canadians watched her perform on CBC, and decades later, many people, myself included, are only discovering her now. Judy Sing was born in Alberta in 1945 to Black and South Asian pioneer parents. She was a woman of color, a single mother, and a jazz musician, all at a time when those identities came with extremely real barriers. The film has its world premiere at the Doxa Documentary Film Festival in Vancouver, and it puts a respected Canadian artist back in the spotlight. Judy Sing was never a superstar in her time, but for much of her life, she was a fixture of the Edmonton music scene. And then she eventually moved to Victoria, I believe, in her later years. This film isn't just about music, it's about memory, about who gets archived and who quietly disappears when no one is paying attention. So I was able to watch it on the BC's Knowledge Network website. I will include the link in the show notes for that. I do highly recommend it. And I am going to play a track from her. It's called Up and Down. And fun fact, okay, Up and Down was part of a TikTok trend a few years ago, and that's kind of one of the reasons why she, people started talking about her again, not just only because of the film. So here is her track, Up and Down. Judy Singh. Florentine and I were just saying that I think we heard the song before, and I am pretty sure I've heard it even before the TikTok trend, so I'm so glad that I was able to play this on Intravenous. And I can't believe how fast an hour can fly by. I want to thank you so much for spending part of your morning with me on Intravenous. I also want to thank Florentina for joining me today. I love the fact that we were able to chat about the Urban Revision Community Showcase. I was able to share some music and info about the group Ice Cream. And then we reflected on the legacy of Judy Singh. So if anything from today's show stayed with you, I encourage you to carry it into the rest of your day, into the conversations that you have, the spaces you move through, and the way you listen. Coming up next is Democracy Now!, but before I sign off, there's two more songs from the from Ice Cream, and these songs are actually going to be off of their album Fed Up. So the first track that you are going to hear is actually called Fed Up, because sometimes that's what we feel like. And then the other track that you are going to hear is called 0.22. I'm Nicole Hines. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
Fed up, you better believe I'm fed up. F-E-D-U-P.
manipulate.